It looked extremely rocky for the Boston Nine that day. The score stood 2-4, but with an inning left to play. So when Cooney died second and Burroughs did the same, I'll palerate the features of the patrons of the game. The straggling few got up to go, leaving the rest with that hope that springs eternal within the human breast. For they thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, they put even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, and likewise so did Blake, and the former was a pudding, and the latter was a fake. So on that stricken multitude, a death-like silence sat, where seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn that drive a single through the wonderment of all, and the much-despised Blakey tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had settled and they saw what had occurred, it was Blakey safe at second, and a Flynn a-hugging third. And from the gladdened multitude went up a joyous yell. It rumbled in the mountaintops, it rattled in the dell. It struck upon the hillside and rebounded on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. And when the withering pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defying glass on Casey's eyes, a sneer curled Casey's lip. Now the leathered covered sphere came hurling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball and he'd expect it. Ain't my style, said Casey strike one, the umpire said. From the benches, like the people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of a storm wave on the stern and distant shore. Kill him up, then the umpire shouted, someone on the stand, and it's likely it'd appeal the man that Casey ready to stand. The smile of Christian charity, great Casey's vice and shun, he stilled the rising tumult, he made the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spirit flew, but Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said strike two. Casey and the audience was all. They saw his face was turning cold, they saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let the ball go by again. Somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Boston, mighty Casey has struck out.